Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. Nephew, what kind of stupidity have you brought to us today?
What do you want? You know what I mean? What do you want? You know, when you open up a menu,
we
what
know
you
what
want?
We're gonna get.
What you want? You want appetizer? You want entree? You want dessert? You know, what you want? How you want it? Tell me what you want.
Oh, your skirt could be buffet. Just,
yeah.
Be everything.
Yeah, all you can eat.
Just get as much as you want.
Yeah. Come back for more.
So you want the buffet style. You want the all you can eat? That's what
everything.
You want?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to give you the all you can prank. Okay, the all you can prank. Let's go. Let's see right here. Let me flip through my archives. We're going to go down to the church. This one right here is don't come back to church. Don't come back to church. Have you ever gotten that phone call before? What they told you, don't come back.
We just done
wanting you as a parishioner. Just don't come back to church.
How judgmental of you. Okay.
Well, Shirley, you can be put out now. It's supposed to get put out. Let's go, cat dog. Don't come back to church. And I mean that.
Me out.
Come on. Hello.
Hello.
I'm trying to reach Sister Charisse Mayfield.
Who is this?
Deacon Bounds from the church.
Deacon who?
Bounds.
From our church?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
From here. Can you hear me good? This old phone don't work. We're good.
Yeah, my phone okay.
Okay, that I called and the deacon board didn't have a meeting as well as Pastor and they didn't have a meeting and they come to the understanding that they gonna ask you to not come to church right now because them boys of yours, Eric and James, being in jail the way they is and want you to just, I don't know if they gonna suspend you from church right now, but they think it put a bad look on the church.
My kids being in jail put a bad look on the church.
Well, that's what they come up with. Now, we didn't have a meeting with the deacon board and with Pastor Stoves.
I don't understand why y'all have a meeting about my kids in the church. Well, what my kids got to do with the church?
Well, what we're trying to do is show a good example to the youth that we got there.
Okay, you can show a good example by me being there paying my tithes and offering.
Well, that's another thing that's been brought to our attention. That we're going to be calling a lot of members about it. People not paying the tithes the way they're supposed
to. I'll pay my tithes. I don't know who told you that, Deacon Barnes. I don't even know, first of all, who you are. And I'm not trying to be mean to you. And I don't even understand how you even got my phone number.
Well, now let's.
But I pay my tithes. I pay my offering. Go on your computer at the church. Call your secretary or whoever.
Well, let me ask you this, Sus Mayfield. Do you pay your tithe according to what you make?
Yes, I do. Check the books.
Well, now what it is, we can't check the books if we don't know exactly what you make, is what I'm saying.
What I make is my business between me and Jesus. I give him his 10%, and that's all Mars Hill need to know.
I understand exactly where you come from, but now the main issue on the table is about these boys. And being, disrupted the way they are, they don't want that to bleed over into the youth choir.
Wait a minute. First of all, I would appreciate if you would have Pastor to tell me this himself. And then second of all, if somebody kids is having trouble in the world or whatever, y'all supposed to pray for them, not put them at the church or their mama.
Well, we're gonna pray for, and we're gonna pray for you too. But we don't want this to shed over to the youth that we got that's doing good with this.
Well, I'm gonna keep coming. Y'all can't stop me from coming to the church. I'm gonna keep coming. So I don't know who you talking to, and you tell Pastor to call me himself and tell me I can't come to Hill, and you have nobody calling me telling me that I can't come to Hill. That is a free church.
I'm going to get the pastor called.
Well, you get the pastor to call me because you have no business calling me, telling me that I can't come to God's house.
Well, Sister Mayfield, I don't want you to get in no uproar with me.
Now, I'm not getting angry with nobody. I don't work 18, 16 hours today. I don't have time for nobody calling me, telling me that I can't come to a church that I pay my tithes and offering at. Not that I own the church. I pay my tithes because that's due to God. But y'all really making me upset by telling me I can't come there because of my kids in their troubles.
Where was you this past Sunday you wasn't there?
I wasn't at church because I had overslept, and why is that any of your business?
Now, there you go being in uproar with me again.
I don't know who this is. How could you call somebody about church business over the phone? This don't make sense.
Sister Mayfield. Hello?
Yeah.
One more thing. This nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, you just got pranked. I got you.
Oh my God. Wait a minute. How you going to sorry. But y'all bogus. Y'all I'm like, who is this guy? We talking about church being.
You know what I like about you, though?
Right.
Ain't nobody going to keep you out the Lord's house. You going to show up and show out every Sunday.
Every Sunday I'm coming to church in the name of Jesus.
I know that's right, baby.
Well, thank you.
Hey, baby, let me ask you something.
Uh-huh.
What's the baddest radio show in the land?
Now, do you even have to ask me that? The Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby.
Y'all feel like going to church this morning?
Not if we're going to get put out.
If we're going to get asked to leave, no.
Right. I ain't going to ask you to leave, but I'm going to ask for some praise and pranks in here this morning. I need some praise along with my pranks. Are you feeling where I'm coming from?
All right, nephew. Thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
97.1 QMG.